whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the Living Waters Broadcast.
We welcome you today to the Living Waters Broadcast. We thank you for having tuned in. In 1987, a man named Wyatt owned a small plane, and he would often fly from the Bahamas to Miami and from Miami to the Bahamas. He had flown it many times. One afternoon, he went to the airport in the Bahamas to get in his plane to fly to Miami. When he opened the door of his plane, he realized that someone had stolen the navigational equipment from his plane. But they didn't take his compass. Since the weather was good and he had flown the route many times, he decided to make the trip just using his compass. He took off, headed for Miami. On the way, a storm came up. The clouds were low, and Wyatt lost his bearings and became disoriented. All he could make out were clouds and water. He was flying low to try to navigate under the clouds, but he realized that he was lost. The plane eventually ran out of fuel and crashed in the ocean. During the crash, Wyatt hit his head and was bleeding. He managed to get on an old life vest as the plane sunk. He was in the water for 15 hours with a leaky life vest and struggling to stay afloat. The sharks were drawn to Wyatt because of the blood from his bleeding. Some bull sharks began to circle him, and as they got near and rubbed on his legs, he would try to kick them. A gigantic mako shark, the fastest known shark to man, joined the bloodthirsty hunters as they started their attack. After many hours in the water, Wyatt was exhausted, and the sharks were getting ever so close when dawn arrived. When Wyatt went down, he issued a mayday call, which had been received that night, but there was no way they could see him. At daylight, a small plane was sent out to search the area, and they finally spotted Wyatt. From the plane, they could see the fins of the sharks that were circling Wyatt. The plane radioed a Coast Guard cutter that was about 10 minutes away. Wyatt continued to fight off the sharks, and the boat arrived. When they pulled up alongside of Wyatt, they lowered a ladder. Wyatt grabbed the ladder, but he was too weak to pull himself up. They pulled him up, and Wyatt was still clutching the life vest in his hand. They told him to throw it away. He said, "No way." When they pulled him up onto the deck, he kissed the deck. Why would he kiss the deck? Why was a leaky life vest so important to him now? Nobody else was kissing the deck. Nobody else had any interest in the life vest. What was the difference? We know the difference. Wyatt had seen himself face to face with death by the sharks. Wyatt had seen himself face to face with death by exhaustion and drowning. And that boat was his salvation. That boat meant everything to him. He had never seen something so beautiful and so precious. That is why he kissed the deck. He was never so thankful for something as he had been for that boat. My friend, what is the most important person or thing that you are thankful for today? How would you answer that? Here's how the Apostle Paul answered that question. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. What is the Apostle talking about? He is talking about the Lord Jesus and his salvation. The gift of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's indescribable. It's unspeakable. Another Bible translated it the following way. Now, thanks be to God for his gift, precious beyond telling, his indescribable, inexpressible gift. Thank God for his gift that is too wonderful for words. It is so great that no one can tell how wonderful it really is. On another occasion, Paul said, "The Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me." If you consider yourself a good person, Jesus is not going to seem precious to you because you don't see any need for him. The boat was precious to Wyatt because he had a tremendous need for that boat. If you think yourself as a good person, then Jesus will not be precious to you. If you are proud of who and what you are or think that you have accomplished, then Jesus is not going to be precious to you. If you, like the Apostle Paul, can say that nothing good dwells in you, then you will see Jesus in a different way. Paul said in Romans 7:16, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me." If you can say what Paul said about himself in Romans 7:24, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" If you can identify with Pauline saying that, then you can appreciate what he said, that I thank God for his delivery through the Lord Jesus Christ. When Paul in Romans 27:24 said, "O wretched man that I am, who shall then deliver me from the body of this death?" If you can identify with Paul in saying that, then you can appreciate what he said just after that in verse 25 when he said, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." Through the Lord Jesus Christ, he is delivered. My friend, do you realize that Jesus came to save sinners and not good people? Do you realize that Jesus came to bring pardon to guilty people and not innocent people? Do you realize that Jesus came to save lost people and not religious people? Wyatt had seen himself face to face with death by the sharks. Wyatt had seen himself face to face with death by exhaustion and drowning. And that boat that day was his salvation. That boat meant everything to him. He had never seen something so beautiful and so precious. That is why he kissed the deck. My friend, when have you bowed in surrender to one who is the Lord Jesus Christ? When have you seen him as precious and most wonderful? When have you called out to him, asking him to save you, to pardon you for your rebellion and waywardness? When have you thanked him for his death on the cross for you? When have you renounced your self-trust and put all your trust and faith in his person? Today is the day of salvation. Come to him, surrender to him today. Only he can truly save. What a wonderful sight it was that day when Wyatt was there, thinking and fighting off the sharks, wondering when they would get him and when one would take a bite out of him. And with the blood flowing out of his legs, more sharks would be drawn to him. I'm sure he was sitting there thinking what a horrible death it would be to be eaten by sharks. I'm sure we've all seen pictures of the mouth of a shark with many, many sharp razor-like teeth. And just imagine a huge shark tearing into his leg and him wondering, "How long can I last? How long can I last?" So there he was, floating in the water, trying to blow air from time to time in his leaky life vest, trying to continue to get up enough strength to fight off the next shark who would come close and maybe rub on his leg. He was totally exhausted. And that day, that morning, out in the ocean, in this situation, he wondered, how much longer can I hold out? How much longer do I have? When he saw a little plane, and that plane spotted him, and that plane radioed a Coast Guard boat, and 10 minutes later, the boat came to receive him. I wonder what he thought when he grabbed the ladder. We know what he would think. He didn't have enough strength to pull himself up the ladder. They pulled him up, and there on the deck, he kissed the deck. He kissed the deck. Nobody else that day was kissing the deck, but he was, because that boat was his salvation. Without that boat, he would be dead. He would be gone. My friend, it's a little example to help us understand how precious it is when one is in such a dire and desperate situation and help comes, salvation comes. But there's no more dire and desperate situation than a man in his guilt and in his sin, waiting for death to come, waiting for judgment to come, to be judged, to be condemned to an eternal hell forever. But my friend, to the person who understands the desperate condition and situation it is to be without pardon, without salvation, the danger of dying without Christ and without hope, to that person, the Lord Jesus Christ is precious. He's glorious. He's marvelous. He's excellent. To the person loaded with a conscience of guilt, to know that Jesus paid for his sins on a cross is so wonderful. To a person conscious of having lived with his back turned upon God, the person conscious of knowing he deserves to go to hell and spend eternity in the blackness of eternal damnation, to hear of salvation, to know of redemption, to know of reconciliation with God, how wonderful a thing that is, how precious it is. There's nothing more precious, there's nothing more wonderful than that. My friend, Jesus died for you on a cross. Come to him today. Surrender to him today. Confess your sins to him. Turn back to him. Thank him for his death for you on the cross. And surrender your life to him in faith and in trust. My time is gone. We have an email if you'd like to get in touch with us here at the Living Waters Broadcast. It is SPIV6327@BELLSOUTH.NET. SPIV6327@BELLSOUTH.NET. Thank you for having tuned in. We look forward to being with you again next week, to be able to talk about one who is so precious, one who is so glorious, the Lord Jesus Christ.
This has been the Living Waters Broadcast. If you'd like to reach us, send us an email at spiv6327@bellsouth.net. That's SPIV6327@BELLSOUTH.NET.